Excellent. Excellent. This year, in 2013, we want to be able to reach out into the community and spread the gospel and build the church up.
那么2013年我们教会是要这个向我们周围社区的人传福音。
And part of what we would like to do is to be able to present the church as a family that is following Jesus Christ very closely.
那么我们首先要做的一个就是把我们整个教会做向众人展现我们是一个跟随耶稣基督的一个家庭。
You know, God works in families' lives. When he began to call people back to himself, he called Abraham. He didn't call one person. He called a family, Abraham and Sarai.
那么我们知道当神呼召的时候他不是呼召一个人而是呼召的一个家庭比如说他呼召的亚伯拉罕就呼召了撒来。
And the whole entire book of Genesis is a story of one large family that are actually our ancestors.
那么我们整个知道在这个创世纪里边就是神就这样呼召家庭的一个过程。
And then when that whole family went down to Egypt, it was a whole family that came back out.
那么我们知道当这一个家庭呢到了这个去了埃及那出埃及的时候也是一个家庭出来。
So we recognize that God works in families.
那么所以我们知道呢神呢是在一个家庭里面工作。
And...God brought Joshua one time where he stood in front of the whole people of Israel at the end of his life and he said, As for me and my house, we will follow the Lord.
那么神在最后召这个呼召约书亚在他最后的年日在众人的面前他就说我和我的家
So you'll see from this that the church theme that the elders have chosen for 2013 is this, Jesus Christ is Lord of my home.
所以我们今天教会的众长老在做今年主题选择的时候定的题目就是说耶稣基督是我家之主。
You know, people around us throughout Clark County, throughout Vancouver,are looking for their family to be able to walk strong with God.
你们知道在我们这个克拉克县还有这个温哥华市有很多人是希望他们跟神有一个很密切的关系。
They don't know that Jesus is the answer, they just know that they care about their family.
他们不知道耶稣是那个他们的寻找的答案但是他们想有一个很好的一个家庭这个一个内张力。
So as we reach out, we will reach out to families.
所以呢我们呢就是要向这些家庭来传福音。
You know, when we lived in Shenyang, in Liaoning, there was a development, a housing development right where we lived.
那么我们住在沈阳的时候呢是我们就是这么一个一群一个社区就在我们住的地方。
And that development was called, 新世界花园 the New World Development.
这个所以这个小区呢就叫做新世纪花园。
花园对花园。
花园。
是东北的。不好意思。But it was huge.
是一个很大的一个小区。
We lived in a section that had many, 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 many buildings.
那么我们住的那个区域呢，有很多很多的建筑物。
And while they were there, we saw them build about 15 buildings that were 30 stories tall.
那么我们住在那个地方呢的时候呢，他们又建了15栋大概30层的那种楼。
And then when they finished and they opened that and people started to move in, they picked another section and they were building 32 buildings, 30 stories high.
那么当那些十五栋建筑人住满了以后呢，人都搬进去，他们又建了一片，然后也是三十二栋30层的楼。
So you know you have to think about how many people. I went out one day and stood on the bridge. I stood on the bridge. I counted 32 cranes.
所以有一天呢，我站在那个桥上，我一数呢，有大概有32个塔吊。
You know, in English, doesn't translate in Chinese, but in English, the crane is China's national bird.
所以呢，就是从这个英文的人呢，就觉得是这个塔吊呢，就是中国的国鸟。
So think about that. 15 buildings, 30 stories high. 32 buildings, 30 stories high.
我们来想想看哈。十五栋，首先十五栋三十层高的楼，然后又有32栋三十层的楼高的楼。
And then how do you calculate two entrances, four apartments in each one? You can actually think of how many apartments there are.
这么你可以想想，每个楼有两个门，每个楼层每个门里边一层有四个单元。那你想想看，这么多楼会有多少个单元？
And it's easy to calculate how many people will live because how many people will live in the apartment.
那么你可以很容易就算出多少人会住在里边。
I can tell you very easily.
说可以很简单的就告诉你一个答案。
Yeah. You see, on the street, there were these advertisements to buy the apartments.
那么你看在这个马路上呢，就有这个买这个公寓的广告。
And in some of them, they had a beautiful little garden and lots of trees, and it was green. And there was a mother and a father, and they were walking with one child.
所以那广告上一般就是有一个很漂亮的花园，有些树，然后一个爸爸，一个妈妈领着一个小孩子。
对吧？每一个家庭有三个人。
So the three kids in the family.
不对。我是不对。
No, it's wrong.
I am wrong. That's the American way. That you see, because just down the way was another picture, and there was Yaya, Nai Nai, Mama, Baba, 一个孩子。
所以，如果那是因为那个照美国人的想法，就只有三个孩子，但是中国人的想法呢，大概有只有三个人，但是照中国人的想法呢，还要包括爷爷奶奶。
So what was that apartment complex wanting to do? They were wanting to reach a beautiful family. You see, it was all, you know, grandmother and grandfather looked like they actually were Chinese that came from Los Angeles.
所以你看他们这个开发商呢，他们是向这个传递信息给周围的人。那么那两个爷爷奶奶好像从洛杉矶来的华人一样。
And the mother and father looked like they were very educated and had a lot of money.
那么这个爸爸妈妈呢，好像是受过很好的教育，好像有很多钱。
And I don't know how, but that child on its smile on its face, it said one thing.
那么这个小孩子呢，脸上那个很大的一个笑容，
北大。
那写着就是好像说要上北大。
Yeah, Beijing University. Every child was going to Beijing University.
所以每个孩子都要去上北大。
You see, they knew that people cared about their family.
他们所以开发商知道每个人呢很关注自己的家庭。
So the elders, in thinking about this year, thought we want to care about the families, the Chinese families in Vancouver and Clark County as we reach out.
所以我们教会的长老呢，就认为呢，我们应该关注那些在住在这个周围人的家庭。
Except our children will not say 北大。
但是我们的孩子呢，可能呢不会想着去上北大。
Our children will say child of the living God。
所以我们的孩子会想的是，我们永生神的孩子。
Remember what Joshua said?
还记得那个约书亚怎么说的吗
？As for me and my house, this is Joshua.
至于我和我家
，Joshua 24.
约书亚24章
，verse 15.
第十五节，约书亚记。
As for me and my house, we will follow the Lord.
那么至于我和我的家，我们要跟从神。
Our theme.
所以我们的主题是
Jesus is Lord of my home.
说耶稣基督是我家之主。
And what we will do this year is we will begin to take the passage from Ephesians and slowly talk about what it means for families, for a husband and a wife and children to walk with God.
所以我们今年呢就想从这个以弗所书里第五章里面一点一点的来看我们一个家庭一个父母亲怎么样是一个可以与主同行。
Look at this next slide. What I'd like you to see here is this. Marriage is a reflection of the relationship between Christ and his church.
所以我们来看看这下面这一章呢就说我们的婚姻就反映了耶稣与教会的关系。
The relationship between a man and his wife shows the world what the relationship is between God, between Christ and the church.
所以一个丈夫与一个妻子的关系就向世界反映神啊，耶稣与我们教基督啊教会的关系。
And the Bible wants us men to learn how to love our wives, and wants us wives to learn how to respect our husbands.
所以，我们这圣经是希望我们的丈夫学习怎么样爱自己的妻子，也是希望这个妻子怎么样能够敬重她的丈夫。
But notice that the Apostle Paul, he says a very close connection. He says, you know, here, one passage, it's about the husbands and the wives. He says, Christ is the head of the church.
那么保罗在讲到这一切的时候他首先提到说、耶稣是教会的头。
As the Christ submits, as the church submits to Christ.
那么就像这个、就像这个、教会顺从、基督一样。
As Christ loved the church and gave himself for us.
就像耶稣也像耶稣基督怎么样爱教会把他为教会舍己。
So this is the model, the image that God gives us for our marriage.
所以这就是神给我们的一个样式、一个形象就是我们怎么样一个有一个婚姻生活。
So what here in this next slide, there's a unity.Between a marriage and the church.
所以呢而且讲、还继续讲到呢说在这个怎么样一个合一在婚姻里面和在教会里面。
God created a man and a woman to come together.
所以神造了一个男人然后造了一个女人让他们合为一体。
Now, this is supposed to be exciting.
那么这个好像应该是个很令人振奋的事情。
Now, you know, when...Adam saw the rib that God took out and made into a woman.
那么我们看到当那个亚当看到神从他身上取的那个肋骨变成了女人。
He said, oh, this is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones.
他就说这是我的骨中的骨肉中的肉。
Do you know, I think what he was really saying in modern English?
你知道他如果我们用现代英语来说是怎么 是说什么呢
Wow, what a babe. She's exactly what I need.
哇她、这个姑娘真漂亮就是我需要的。
You know, it's supposed to be something where we are excited about being married together.
所以呢这就是好像我们那个婚姻呢就是应该有这么样兴奋的一种、心态。
And we become one with each other.
所以我们两个人就合成了一体。
So here, and this is such a difficult thing for some families, a man will leave his mother and father.
所以对某些家庭呢可能是很困难的一个人要离开他自己的父母。
So this is tough because the Bible teaches us about how we shift our loyalty from our mother and our father to our wife.
所以呢这个圣经呢确实很困难因为圣经是鼓励我们呢是把我们与父母关系的重心呢转移到与妻子的关系上来。
Not as easily done as said.
但是做起来呢 是很困难的。
And then it says that the two become one flesh.
然后呢圣经说这两个人呢合为一体。
We come to church.Together as a man and a woman, and when we walk in the door, we are declaring to the world that God has victory in our lives.
所以我们当来到教会的时候，我们就向世界宣布，耶稣基督在我们的家庭里面得胜了。
To become one.
所以我们两个人合为一体。
This is interesting, isn't it? Two become one, And then Paul says, this is about the church and its relationship with Christ.
所以呢，这个很有意思哈，两个人呢连合在一起成为一体。那么保罗就说呢，说这其实就是教会与基督的关系。
This is why it's so important to work hard at loving our wives the way that Jesus did sacrificially.
所以我们就说，为什么我们要爱妻子，就要如此的爱，就像耶稣基督那种舍己的爱一样。
This is how we show love for Christ.
那么这就是我们怎么样彰显我们对耶稣基督的爱。
Now, look at in the next slide.What Paul says about a man and a woman.
那么我们接下来看是保罗怎么样说一个男人跟一个女人。
First, I want you to look at verse 21.
首先我想大家看看这个第二十一节。
Notice that it says submit to one another.
所以我们看看特别注意是彼此顺服。
So as we in our family submit to one another, a man submits to his wife and the wife submits to her husband.There are unique things for a man to do and a woman to do.
所以我们如果看到这个一个在一个婚姻里边，丈夫顺服妻子，妻子顺服丈夫，那么但是他们每个人做的事情都是一个很特别的事情。
You see, if you follow that passage down to the concluding remark, what God says is that let each of you.Men, love your wives, and women, respect your husbands.
所以我们看到，如果在这个结论的这个保罗所做结论的这个讲论的时候，就说一个丈夫要爱自己的妻子，这个妻子呢要敬重自己的丈夫。
I personally think that because of the fall of Adam and Eve, that there is a tendency of sinfulness among women and sinfulness.Among men, our fallenness that require men to focus on love and women to focus on respect.
So, 我个人认为，因为是耶稣，因为是这个亚当夏娃的堕落，所以我们人呢，在有些特别的罪性，这个男女各有特别的罪性，所以要求我们丈夫所要做的是要爱自己的妻子，那妻子所要做的就是要敬重自己的丈夫。
A woman needs love that makes her secure.
一个女人需要爱才会觉得安全。
A man needs respect and support of his wife.
那么一个男人需要那个敬重才会觉得他得到妻子的这种支持。
And the love that a woman needs here is the kind where Christ died for the church.
那么这个女人所需要的爱就是像耶稣基督那种为教会舍己的那种爱。
It would be so much easier if I could just read the Bible and say, my wife is supposed to submit to me, and therefore she should obey me.
所以那个我们读圣经的时候会觉着哦很简单说圣经说妻子要顺服我所以我的妻子呢就要听我的话。
But that's not what it really says.
但是实际上的圣经并不是这样讲的。
What it really says is my wife will submit to me as I die to myself, as I sacrifice myself, as I make hard decisions that I will sacrifice anything to the extent of being willing to die to show my wife love.
所以呢我们要妻子顺服的话呢首先我们要自己呢要愿意舍己放弃自己的一切到了一种程度然后呢是可以 为我 妻子付上爱。
And what I know is that families in the modern life are very stressed.
那我们要首先知道我们现在的这个现在的这个家庭生活呢是有很多生活压力。
A lot of pressure on a man and a lot of pressure on a woman at work, but also from the world.
所以我们知道在我们有在这个 不论男女都有很多的压力不光是在工作而且是在这个社会上。
So I need to work at my marriage.
所以呢我们就要这个为这个婚姻呢也而做努力。
You see, I go on TV and there are commercials and there are movies and there are messages and advertisements and on the internet that all tell me there's more beautiful women in the world than my wife.
所以如果你要如果打开电视如果你看广告的话你就会发还有看这个上网的话你会觉得说世界上有很多比我的太太要漂亮多的女人。
Satan provides lots of temptations. And the real temptation isn't really sexual. The real temptation is to be dissatisfied with my wife.
所以呢，这个因为撒旦呢有给我们很多的引诱，这些引诱呢不可能不仅仅只是性的，而且最关键就是我们对我们的妻子不满。
You see, Paul says that a man should look at his wife and think that she is precious.
那保罗说呢，说一个男人要看他的妻子呢，觉得看他妻子非常的宝贵。
That takes work.
那么这个呢，是要花功夫的。
So we hope that we can provide help to marriages not only in the church, but that we can use seminars and things like that to reach out into the community so that Chinese and English-speaking Chinese and American-born Chinese and other Asian Americans realize that the church has the answer to helping their marriages.Build strong families.
所以我们教会呢，不仅仅在教会里面，而且是在整个我们的社区里面，也许是给他们有讲座的方式和各种各样的支持的方式，是让知道他们怎么样这个增进这个婚姻的关系。
So for example, later this year, we hope here to host a conference, a marriage seminar, and to be able to invite all of the Chinese in Clark County. You can invite your friends. We can invite all kinds of people.To come here on a Friday night and a Saturday and to get some good teaching on what it takes to have a happy and a healthy marriage in Christ.
So, we can maybe a few days.
And so for the English ministry, we really want this next 2 years to focus 100% of all of our energy, all of our time, all of our resources in trying to help build and grow all of the young families.
所以我们在我们的英文团契方面呢，我们就想在今后的两年当中是把这个我们所有的精力啊，我们的努力就放在就是怎么样能够帮助那些年轻家庭在婚姻里面增长。
So we're going to start doing all kinds of advertising. We're going to do many, many things to draw young families, English-speaking Chinese families who maybe don't speak Mandarin, of ABC families, of Asian Americans, that we're going to try to say, this is the one church in all of Clark County that has an adult congregation for EM, English-speaking ministry for Asian and Asian Americans.
所以我们要在这两年做很多的广告，让很多人都知道我们在这个地方，这个教会就是给那些亚裔美国人在一个年轻的亚裔美国家庭聚会的一个地方。
And what is the attraction?
那么我们的这吸引他们的地方是什么呢？
You see, it's not the爷爷奶奶妈妈爸爸孩子. It's not the five family. It's more like the husband, the wife, and the two or three children. These pictures attract. Now, look at those faces.
所以我们要吸引人的不是像爷爷奶奶、爸爸妈妈、孩子，我们可能是一对父母亲，两三个孩子。我们来看看这些人的这个脸。
You moved to Clark County, you've graduated from medical school, you've finished your residency, you've just gotten married, she is pregnant, you've got a great new job, and where are you going to go to raise your family?
所以呢，如果你看看你刚刚从医学院毕业，搬到了这个温哥华，然后呢，这个妻子也怀孕了，也有个很好的事业刚刚开始，那么你怎么样来引导你的家庭？
That little tiny chapel down there.
从那个小的堂。
And then next year, here.
明年就到这个地方来。
We intend to grow.
所以我们呢是要增长。
The other thing that we hope to do in this next year is to really focus on helping especially our young people and our children and our parents.
所以我们而且在下一年呢，我们更特别想做呢，就是帮助我们教会的那种年轻人，那种小孩子们。
Now, You know that in the Bible it says here, as you go down, it's the very last verse in our theme from Ephesians 5, it says, fathers, don't provoke your children to anger.
所以我们如果你看到这个以弗所书 一点一点看下来，看到这个父母与孩子的关系，说这个做父母的不要惹儿女的气。
Now, you know when it says fathers, it includes mothers, it's parents.
所以这个英文圣经讲的是父亲们，其实这个是包括父母亲。
Now, I will make sure that your children do not misuse that verse.
所以我要帮助你的孩子知道呢，不要这个错误的引用这段经节。
But what it tells us really, it says here that you shouldn't provoke your children, you shouldn't discourage your children in Colossians to discouragement and frustration and get them angry, but you need to bring them up in the teaching of Jesus Christ.
所以说像哥罗西书讲的说，不要是惹，不要是他们是让他们灰心丧胆，是要让他们鼓励他们来跟随耶稣基督。
Now, in English, it says to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以这个圣经里面讲的说，这个以弗所书讲的，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now, you see, the Chinese is actually better. I think, is this 教训？
教训。
教训。教训。That's better than discipline.
所以这个教训这个词的翻译呢，比这个 discipline 这个翻译这个更准确一些。
Because the word discipline, sometimes we think of, you know, you spank a child and you discipline him, or you send him to the room and you give him a time out.
所以训导的话，如果我们想到这个管教的话，有时候想到是打屁股给他们，然后让他们做禁闭。
But that's actually in Greek. That's not what it says. The Chinese is a better translation of the Greek.
但是在这个希腊文里边的那个管那个意思呢，是更像管管教。
The Greek word is paideia.
那个在希腊文里边这个词呢叫 paideia.
So it's the word that we get pediatrics from, you know, a children's doctor, a pediatrician, pedia.
所以就是这个词呢，就是在那个好像小儿科里边那个小儿词的那个词根。
But there's also this word pedagogy, which means education. It's how you teach. It's a philosophy of teaching.
所以在那个教育这个词里面也有这个词，这个小孩的这个词根。
So it tells us that the parents are responsible for teaching, for raising up, for nurturing children to walk with God.
所以呢，就讲的这个管教呢，就是帮助小孩子成长，管理他们，让他们能够与神同行。
And we all need help.
那我们都需要这个帮助。
So first, we have to help the parents.
首先呢，我们要帮助这个父母亲。
Not just help build up the children's program at school, but help the parents with the difficult task of raising children.
所以我们不光是在教会里面，而且是帮助父母亲在家里面怎么样这个把这个小孩子养大，这个很难，这个难题。
So for example, for the parents who have children that are younger.We're going to have a study in English. It's called Parenting with Love and Logic.
所以如果你家里面有比较小的孩子的话呢，我们在英文有一个就是说怎么样是用理智爱与理智来教导孩子。
爱与理智。
爱与理智。
Thank you. Good. That was always hard for me. I don't know why. Now, the second thing that we're going to do for a class to help parents is another study for teenagers.
所以我们在帮助父母亲，还有一个呢，是帮助那些有青少年的父母亲。
When Sandy and I were beginning to have Elizabeth, I don't know, she was 11 years old or 12 years old, and she was entering adolescence. This book...A class on this book was so helpful to us.
所以当我跟 Sandy 两个人在我们的孩子大概11岁的时候呢，我们又看了这本书，这个书非常对我们非常有帮助。
Age of Opportunity, a parenting guide for teenagers.
所以这个书的名字中文翻译叫青春的契机。
So this man, Paul Tripp, he has another book, Shepherding a Child's Heart, but what he does is he talks about how parents have to be...really strong with discipline when the children are young, but as they become teenagers, we have to start thinking about taking what we teach them and tell them what they need to do by having strict, being very strict when they're young. When they become teenagers, they need to internalize, to put God's word in their heart.
所以保罗就讲的说，孩子时候很小的时候呢，我们要管教他们，要比较严格的管教。但是当他们比较大的时候呢，怎么样把这些教导呢，进到他们的心里面去？
So he helps parents to think about how to sit and talk with your teenagers so that they are making decisions that are Bible-based.
所以呢，我们就要教导，帮助父母亲学习怎么样能够坐下来跟他们的青少年孩子谈，让他们怎么样能够这个啊、把啊。能够跟随耶稣。
So we hope to have this class. These are both in Chinese.
所以呢，我们希望呢有这么样的这个两个课程。我们这两个课程呢，准备的都是用这个中文来讲。
Another big outreach that we hope this year is actually for a VBS.
那么另外一个我们一个这个传福音的一个管道呢，就是我们这个圣经暑期学校。
No, I know when people say VBS, sometimes women in the church become afraid.
那么我们一讲到圣经暑期学校的时候呢，我们很多教会的姐妹就会很紧张。
You know, people are afraid I have to do a lot of work.
哦，我都会紧张说，哎呀，我要做很多事情。
But we're going to work this summer and the next few summers with Child Evangelism Fellowship and let them do all the work.
所以呢，但是我们呢，在今年和以后的几年呢，是会跟这个儿童福音团契来一起做这个工作，所以他们做大部分的工作。
And you may know Tracy and Ling Oi are the CEF staff here in Vancouver.
所以你们也可能知道呢，那个 Tracy 和Ling Oi 呢，他们两个是在温哥华的这个儿童施工团契的这个。带领人。
So we've already agreed and we've already set a date in the middle of July, but what I want you to know is this is not just for our families, it's for all the Chinese families in Clark County.
所以我们已经定了一个日期，是在这个七月中旬，那不仅仅是给我们自己教会的这个孩子，是主要是给整个这个地区的华人孩子们。
This is an outreach.
说这是为了向外传递信息的一个机会。
To draw families to church.
是把这个家庭带到教会里面来。
Do you know something?
说你有些事你知道吗？
Church growth.
所以教会的增长。
There's a back door.
是有一个是有后门的。
后门？
后门。后门。
I know, 后门。That's how you get a job.
Yeah. 这后门在中国是用来找工作的。
后门？The back door to the church is children.
所以呢，这个教会来到教会的后门呢是孩子。
You know, how does God work? How many times has a child come to Christ, and then the mother begins to come to church, and then the mother becomes a believer, and then sooner or later, father comes to church, and then there's a whole family that comes to church.
那么很多时候，什么孩子先来教会？那妈妈也来成了信徒，然后呢，爸爸也因此也来，最后也是信徒。那么这样一个教会就增长。
We're going to work with children.
所以呢，我们要跟孩子们做事工。
And finally, among the many things that we're going to start doing with the teenagers is start to have an annual music concert.
所以跟我对青少年事工来讲呢，我们每年呢会准备每年都有一个。音乐会
You see, this morning we had a beautiful performance, right?
所以你看今天早晨的时候我们有一个很好的一个演出
A beautiful dance performance to glorify God.
所以我们有一个很好的一个舞蹈队来 给荣耀 给主
So in November we'll have a beautiful Christian music group of young people that will come not just on a Sunday morning but also in the evening on a Saturday evening.
所以我们今年的准备呢，让一些这个青少年的这个音乐团队，不光是在礼拜天的时候，也可能在礼拜六的晚上傍晚。
And the group will not come to perform. The group is going to come and work with our youth to help them take the music skills that they have, playing the violin, playing the keyboard, playing the cello, playing the flute, and to use that in worship to glorify God.
所以呢，他们来呢不是来表演，而是帮助我们的孩子用他们已经有的这些音乐的这个才能来给这个赞美神。
Another thing about youth that I didn't put here, but you need to keep in mind.
那么还有一件事情我没放在这个地方，这个有关青少年的。那么你只是想让大家记住。
How many of your children are going to the university?
那么你们当中有谁有的孩子是要去读大学了
？Many, I hope.
是不是有很多呀
？All of them, I hope.
啊，希望是大家所有的孩子都会去读大学。
And what do they need for a good university, for admission to a good university?
那么他们要去申请一个好的大学，他们需要什么呢
？You see, in China, it's 高考。
那么中国呢是个高考。
只有一点 ，only one point， 高考，对吧？
对
，only。You know, in America, it takes many things. You have to be a well-rounded child.
那么在美国的话呢，中国有高考，但美国的话呢，不仅仅高考这一项，有很多很多的事情他们可以做。
High SAT。
那么要考那个 SAT 呢，要考的分要高。
4.3 grade average。
所以那个学校那个 GPA 呢，要至少 4.3 以上。
And what's the third thing?
第三个是什么呢？
第三个 ，character. Also, remember, you need to be well-rounded, so you need experience, leadership experience, community service hours.
所以呢，第三项呢，就是因为你要在，因为你这个人要全方面的，所以呢，还有需要一些社区服务的时间。
So this year, slowly, we're going to start creating ways.For the youth to be able to serve at church, to glorify God, and yet at the same time to get community service hours for their college applications.
所以我们教会就准备考虑呢，给这些要读大学的青少年们，给他们一些社区服务的机会。一方面是来给荣耀，给神，同时呢，也是帮助他们这个申请大学这样一个机会。
So that the children can both come to church, learn about Christ, serve Him, and at the same time be able to use that for their future college.
所以呢，孩子可以到教会来，一方面用他们的来可以侍奉神，同时也可以帮助他们申请大学。
We'll have more on that later.
所以我们过后呢，我会多谈一些这方面。
This year, we're going to focus on the family.
所以今年呢，我们是要注重在家庭之上。
But remember, it's not just for us.
但是知道我们不仅仅是为我们自己而已。
It's so that the gospel can spread out and have more families come to Christ.
所以我们的是想把福音传出去，使更多的人到我们教会当中来。
So even as we sat down and made the budget, we thought first about how the budget is going to help us grow as a church spiritually and help us grow reaching out. So the budget, in many ways, was based on a vision for the year.
所以我们当这个制定教会的这个财政计划的时候呢，我们首先要想的是怎么样不光让我们教会增长，怎么样我们也是想到去传福音到外边去，使教会可以增长。
May God bless every one of our families.
那么我们盼望神保守祝福我们每一个家庭。
And may Jesus be glorified in our children.
And 我们盼望我们的孩子。也在耶稣也能够荣耀主耶稣基督。
Let me pray.
我们来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for the families that you've given us. Lord, you know that family life is not easy. You know, God, the pressures that we have from work. You know, Father God, the financial pressures and job pressures that we have. You know the things that.Are giving us stress and strain from raising children in our environment today. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would help us to become closer to you, closer to each other, and that you could really help us to become loving families, both between a husband and a wife, but also between parents and children and their grandparents, that we could have a full, complete three generations of love that are shown here in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.